So my wife and I leave, go over to the house, meet the shaman. His name is Jorge Gonzalez Ramirez. The Jorge looks nothing like you would think a shaman looks. Got curly black hair, he's short, he's about 5'6". Nice guy, doesn't speak a word of English. So one of the people there was able to translate. So immediately I start talking to Jorge and I say, well, tell me, what do you do? What is a shaman? I mean, dumb question, you know, typical dumb kind of questions. And I said, well, how does a shaman really work? I mean, what is it that you're, how does it work? I mean, what is it you're looking for? How do you do this? And he says, I look for vibration. And I said, huh? Vibration? What are you talking about? What do you mean vibration? And he says, I'll show you. And he grabs my wrist and starts feeling my pulse. So I'm thinking, you know, dumb shaman, you know, vibration. He means pulse. I mean, what is vibration? Schmibration. He means pulse. It's just maybe a translational problem, whatever. It's, oh, so you mean pulse. He says, that too. So that too. You mean there's more than just this pulse that you're feeling? And then I'm finding out that he's tuning to a whole number of different vibrations of my body, not just my pulse. I think, whoa, that's pretty powerful. What is he talking about? And so I keep asking him, and he says, you have to stay tonight for the ceremony. He points to me, puts his finger in my face, and says, you have to stay. Now, I've just been told by the woman whose house that this shaman is visiting that I can't stay. But he says, you have to stay. She shuts up. That evening, I'm in ceremony. And I'm one of the first two people to take the brew, the ayahuasca shaman. Now, I'm in a house in New Mexico. And the shaman is giving me this drink, which looks like a wicked brew. It's like the thickest prune juice that you can imagine. It looks disgusting. But I drink it, and I sit down. And suddenly, Jorge starts explaining that even though, and this is funny, he's talking in Spanish, but somehow I'm understanding. I don't understand how I can understand. He says, even though we're in New Mexico right now, I want you to imagine that you are now in the jungle and that this is a jungle experience. And then I hear sounds. I hear the sounds of animals, which are sounds you would hear in a typical jungle experience in the equatorial regions around Iquitos, in the Amazonia, the Amazon jungle. And I don't understand how I'm hearing it. Meanwhile, the ayahuasca is taking an effect on me. 30 people were in that ceremony at that time. The other 25, some of them had experiences. Most of them didn't have any experience at all. But me, wooey wow wow. As the ceremony is going on, the shaman begins to sing a song. It's called an Ícaro. And it is a song that I've heard a million times before, yet never heard before in my life. But I recognize it. How would I recognize it? I don't know. But I know that I've heard it before. And later on, I find out that this song is 1,000 years old. It's the song that the shamans from Peru have been using all these years. It's the song that the shamans sing. It's the sacred chant that they sing while you're taking the ceremony, while you're in the ceremony. So while he's singing this song to me, this is in New Mexico now, he comes up to me and I look at him and he's 6'6" tall. He's got very, very dark skin. He's practically naked, and he has in his hands a golden sphere. And he says to me, in perfect English, I'm going to give you this sphere. I'm going to put it in your heart. I'm going to reach into your heart and take out from your heart the sphere you presently hold. He reaches into my chest and pulls out a dark, ugly ball of something. I don't know where it was, came from, puts this golden ball into my heart, and then goes to the next person. Now, I just told you what he looked like. He's 5 foot 6 inches tall. He's short. He's a little, you know, kind of roly-poly. Looks nothing like a 6 foot six naked Indian shaman, but that's what I see. Meanwhile, the ceremony goes on, and more of this is going on. And finally, when the ceremony is all over and this has all been passed by, he comes up to me and he says, "Do you now understand?" And I said, "What was I supposed to understand?" He says, "That was a special ceremony just for you. That was my teaching ceremony. And now I want to tell you something else. You are going to come to Peru. Because if you think that was powerful, I want to introduce you to my shaman. He's more powerful than I am. His name is Don Solon. And Don Solon is the most powerful ayahuasca shaman in the whole country of Peru. I want you to come and meet him." Whoa. Whoa. Blue moon. Whoa. I mean, where is this coming from? I mean, I had no idea that any of this was going to happen. I was supposed to be doing a book about shamanic physics. I barely had any notion I was going to go to Peru, but that's where I end up. I'm now in Peru. Now, all this is coming to me while I'm actually in Peru, recalling this whole story of how this all happened.